Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
A pleasure to have you with us today. We're live worldwide on CUTV News Radio Live, 1 p.m. Eastern, and it is April 29th, 2019, at the time of our broadcast. All of these episodes of our broadcast series are available in our archives, online, on demand. So even though we're broadcasting internationally live right now on CUTV News Radio Live, you can go back in the archives and you can hear all of the episodes of our daily broadcast series, where we have multiple shows every day with great guests from around the world who are really sharing with us their perspectives, their knowledge, their skill set, and their enthusiasm for life and the incredible things they're doing to make our world a better place. Somebody that's doing that has been a frequent guest of our broadcast series. We're in the midst of a wonderful series with her right now exclusively on CUTV News Radio Live, and as mentioned previously, or if you're just joining us for the first time, had an opportunity to fly to Orlando, Florida, to meet with her and see her headquarters and visit some amazing properties that she represents. And then also, just a matter of weeks ago, returned from a phenomenal trip in Europe, in the Netherlands, where she took me around to some really special places, and we met some really special people. And we're just about almost wrapped up with an incredible video documentary presentation that's going to be debuting soon of our excursions and some really fantastic things we were able to discover in the Netherlands. And the reason for it all is the link between the Netherlands and the United States. And she is a tremendous link between the Netherlands and the United States, having grown up and been raised in Europe, in the Netherlands, and then making her home in Florida and going back and forth and linking the two worlds together culturally, as well as through the legal system, taxation and language, and of course, investing and in real estate. You know, in his 1931 book, The Epic of America, highly regarded businessman James Truslow Adams coined the phrase, the American dream. And by his definition, the American dream is that life should be better and richer and fuller for everyone, with opportunity for each according to ability or achievement, regardless of social class or circumstances of birth. And in 1981, one particular woman set off from the Netherlands without knowing a word of English in pursuit of that wonderful life. Not only did she achieve it, but is now teaching thousands of women throughout her TV and radio shows and seminars worldwide how to achieve that glorious financial freedom and happiness. Theodora Unigan Venema, our very special guest, an exceptional broker, keynote speaker, TV host, owner of Downtown Brokers, LLC, based in Orlando, Florida. The American dream is living the life of prosperity we all envision for ourselves, according to Theodora. It's being able to easily buy whatever you wish and living the life, an affluent, well-to-do lifestyle, being free, being happy, and pursuing the American dream. It can be acquired really at any age, and she coaches people, she is a life coach as well, on how to create success and wealth and a life of prosperity and, most importantly, genuine happiness. Because according to Theodora, when you set your mind to procure the American dream, you must be, of course, savvy and forward-thinking as an individual and go beyond your comfort level. It's crucial to make certain to choose a profession most suited for your skills, talent, and passion. And whether you're a business owner, teacher, or artist, you must continually keep yourself active in your field to develop your skill set and voraciously reach for the stars. She shows people how to do that, too, because when you begin working in your chosen profession, it's absolutely crucial to go the extra mile to enhance your knowledge rather than being stagnant. And some of the most prudent steps is pursuing, of course, a college degree like a master's and so much more. Her European clients who seek her out are highly prospective individuals ready to buy property in America, and they're determined to expand their wealth. Theodora doesn't have to sell them, really, the American dream. They have found their paradise here in the United States and unconditionally need her expertise to be able to acquire it. We're going to be focusing today on the American dream, the definition of the American dream. We all have our various versions of it. However, we're going to hear from Theodora's perspective, her version, as we focus on how she teaches her clients how to really live the American dream, because it really is something that is so specific to the United States. But of course, as we kick things off so beautifully, every time we're on together, and I always enjoy my time with Theodora, we share with you something very special that only happens on these episodes with Theodora, and that is what occurred, some really monumental things in history that have occurred on this day in history, again, April 29th. So let's welcome her back live from beautiful, warm, and sunny Florida. She's very happy in Florida, in Orlando, our very special guest, Theodora Unigan-Venema, joins me now. Theodora, thanks for joining us on the show. As always, a pleasure, and we welcome you back as we continue our series together.
Always a pleasure, Jim. And yes, there were so many before me that made a difference, that were reaching for the stars. And I will start with one specific woman that was trying to really, really do things differently. Joan of Arc. Who does not know the name of Joan of Arc? In 1429, on April 29th, she arrives at the siege of Orléans, France. Then, men, listen up. April in 1553, a Flemish woman, Flemish Belgian Dutch woman, introduces the practice of starching linens. That's why now, Jim, you can walk around in nicely pressed shirts. On this day in 1910, President Roosevelt visits Amsterdam. Of course, I am curious, how did he get there? There were no 747s yet, but nevertheless, he visits Amsterdam. Then, this day in April, in 1961, ABC starts the Wide World of Sports. On this day in April, in 1985, we all remember the Challenger 7 launches. And then, on a sad note, in 2004, Oldsmobile built its last car after 107 years of production. And with that, we are here today, Jim.
You know, Theodora, sometimes you remind me of a modern-day Joan of Arc with everything that you've done. Yeah, the modern-day, current Joan of Arc, just in your mindset and the go-getter nature you have and the accomplishments, and you don't take no for an answer, and you just really find, you know, if it isn't working, you find a million different ways to figure it out and dissect it and make it work. It could be anything. It could be a doorknob that isn't turning correctly or something. You will find a way to get through that door. And that is so great for your clients to know that you do all the heavy lifting for them. You do all the thinking for them and worrying and deal with all of the initial issues when it comes to pursuing the American dream. Because, of course, as the definition of this episode is focusing on how you teach clients to live the American dream, it isn't always as easy to attain. You know, you don't just get in a boat or a plane and sail west and all of a sudden you're living the American dream. There are lots of ins and outs and lots of things you have to be aware of and lots of incredible things that can develop when you pursue and live the American dream. But to start from point A in the Netherlands to get to point B and living it, there's a lot to think about and a lot that has to be taken care of. All the I's have to be dotted and the T's crossed. And that's where you come in to be able to guide and hold their hand and help them do that. So before we talk more about how you do it, which we love doing, what is your definition? How do you define Theodora? And this is interesting for our audience who's listening to this answer from somebody who is born and raised and reared in the Netherlands and Europe, and you have your definition of the American dream, and you're living it in the United States, how do you define the American dream?
Well, the American dream is living the life of prosperity we all envision for ourselves, but very often we don't get there. I would venture to say that the American dream means living in total freedom. Freedom of press, freedom to live wherever, and live in a way that's unencumbered from what others think or society expects. Tradition, elsewhere in the world, gets in the way of progress, personal growth. What's expected in society gets in the way of personal development. And what the circle of friends expects closes the door to individual growth. And we all know it, well, John is expected to be a plumber because daddy was a plumber. Okay. But here we are in America. That's the beauty. We have a can-do attitude. If Johnny doesn't want to be a plumber, but he wants to be a professor, go for it, Johnny. You need attitude, can-do attitude, and common sense, away from that traditional path of life. It put us on the moon and beyond. We're on Mars now. Who would not remember Neil Armstrong, the man on the moon? We all remember it.
That's right. That's right. It really shows that anything can happen if you have the spirit and the determination and the fortitude. I mean, before I go on to my next question, you are a shining example of that, having left your safety net, your comfort zone, everything you know, your family, your friends, the language, the culture of living in Europe, living in the Netherlands, and boldly coming to another land, coming to the United States, learning English, self-taught in so many ways, and mastering it, living it but mastering it. You know what I mean? Because there's a difference between living and then mastering something. And you've really mastered it, and you've put yourself, you know, you've really forged through everything and accomplished everything with your own determination, which is amazing. And you at the young age of 23 in Europe, you were determined to find and live that American dream, right?
Yeah, and the amazing part is, Jim, I was brought up very traditionally. Dad was a lawyer. His brother was a lawyer. His dad was a lawyer. Oh, and my cousin was a lawyer. And I was a lawyer. But I was bold enough to think that I could improve on what was expected of me, being a lawyer. A legal career, nothing wrong with that. But most people would have been happy just doing that and would consider it an accomplishment. But I wanted more out of life and more than what was expected of me. I, first of all, wanted to prove to myself that I could excel and reach beyond that legal career. That's really where it started. Prove to myself. I wanted to be unique, and I wanted to accomplish the extraordinary. I had to think outside the box, way outside the box, and reach way beyond the Netherlands border. So I set sail to America, way beyond what anybody would have ever thought possible. Back in those days, no programs for school kids, no programs for professors, no exchange programs. I took an extraordinary path. And definitely, I reached beyond my comfort zone. I didn't speak English, as you said. It was no different. And when I took on a rock climbing career at the ripe young age of 13 in the Swiss Alps, it was very unconventional. I ended up the only woman licensed to do so. And later in life, I would take another leap of faith and started on another unusual track. I started flying airplanes, even commercial flying. That was not expected, but it's the can-do attitude. Yes, I can think outside the box. If somebody else can do it, I can too.
It's exactly right, and very inspirational too for people to hear that, regardless of what they do for a living or what their dreams are. Why do you think you specifically, and I know part of the answer really is this can-do attitude that you have, but why do you think you were able to achieve that success and the level of success that you have when so many never get that opportunity, or they just never reach for the brass ring, or they never achieve it? They just never get there. What is it you think about your experience and your determination and who you are as a person, Theodora, that has led to the successes you've had in life and continue to have?
Most people in life think they've really made it when they do what Dad does, what Dad did, maybe follow Dad in the business, plumbing, lawyer, doctor business, makes no difference. And it's easy to follow in the path, in the slipstream of another person, of another family member. It's back to thinking outside the box. But wait a minute. I am good in whatever it may be. Then reach out. Reach beyond and stick with the program. Don't see box. Go educate yourself beyond. And yes, can-do attitude. Get back up when you fall down, because it will happen. You have to accept that as a lesson for later. They say a mule doesn't hit its nose twice. Well, you're allowed once, but then you need to turn that into a lesson for later and not do it again. You learn not to make the same mistake twice. And believe you me, in a foreign continent, a foreign country, speaking a foreign tongue, a lot does not happen as you expected. Take notice, but go on. And observe what happens around you and adapt. When I was in Tampa and my lawyer friend where I worked told me he was going riding with me over the weekend. You and I had this conversation before. I'm thinking I'm in a car, he's going to drive me around, he's going to show me the sights, and that would be the European interpretation. But, nope, I ended up in a horse. I didn't know riding. Oh, riding a horse. Come to find out. Well, no problem. I have learned a lesson. Now I know what riding is. And there are millions of things that I encountered. And yes, I will write a book, Jim. Absolutely.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can see that. That's definitely in the cards. Mm-hmm. Definitely in the cards. Should a person start being ambitious when they are of high school or college age or maybe even younger? Is there a specific age you recommend?
There is so much talent around. Whether I'm looking down here on the field and there's little kids playing soccer, there's probably a big soccer player in there. I believe anyone at any age should jump on an opportunity once one presents itself, regardless of the age. If a high schooler is brilliant in one particular area, math or science, or he's the Einstein of the class, let's not waste it. If a young musician appears brilliant at an even younger age, let's welcome that talent and support it. Now, of course, we all know the voice. It's amazing the kids, the little kids that you hear sing and perform on a violin or behind a piano that's bigger than them. I believe in giving all the support to talent as soon as it surfaces. Let's support any talent we have at any age.
That's right. Foster and support and celebrate, absolutely. If someone wishes to take a seminar with you, talk a little bit about these incredible seminars. And they want to learn how to acquire the American dream and the lifestyle. Tell us about your seminars. I got a chance to see you in action doing a seminar at the second Home Birds, the home show in Utrecht, the Netherlands, which was fantastic. But you do seminars all over the world, and then you do individual coaching, group coaching, and so much more. Tell us about those seminars, how they work, how long they are, and some of the things that you will cover during the course of the seminar. What benefit people will get out of a seminar with Theodora?
If somebody wants to live the American dream and wants to follow in my footsteps, would like to, I give you the rule book. And listen up. My seminars are publicized worldwide. Hey, we speak on Mondays about them. And students and clients alike mark down the dates, locations, and that's how people have traditionally found me. They show up in big numbers. They come and they bring a long list of all their questions. Now, remember, I just came to this country many, many years ago. These people are studying the subject on how to come to this country, a little hesitant, but ambition, yes, they need to have that. And the ability to think outside the box, that helps a lot, because they usually have a job, a career, a business, and this is way outside of that. Some extend their business from Europe here, wish to extend their business from Europe here. Some want to buy a new business, a new career, a new life with the American lifestyle. So typically I spend an hour and then Q&A follows, and there's a lot of questions. People have lots of ideas, lots of unanswered questions, and it's no different than seeing your doctor. If you don't write down what's wrong, you'll forget once you're in that office, oh, what was it I was going to ask? These people are well prepared. They are ready to roll. I love questions. Of course, I've heard no questions before, and I then add what I think they're missing because they don't have it clear in their mind how things happen in America, and I can add. And after a few seminars, and especially listening to others asking questions, that's when my people get more knowledgeable, and they get closer to executing their American dream. That's when we put the team in place, because the seminars prime them for the American dream. The team, the Downtown Brokers Dream Team. Now we know what they like to do, how they wish to do it, and we coach the entire further process. That's where we come in. Downtown Brokers Dream Team. We educate our clientele even further, and, of course, we cater it to the client's specific needs. Everybody's different. We love diversity, and that's what we do. We coach through the specific taste of the clientele.
And you do it beautifully, and you do it effectively and make such a big impact. What would you say are some of the ambitious steps people should take to better themselves in their jobs and in their careers?
Well, they need to reach beyond our comfort zone and get educated outside the box. Take a class that you have been meaning to take for many years, but just never had an opportunity. Stretch yourself. Reach beyond the stars, and it will deliver, I promise. I like to say, add to your vocabulary. January 1 comes along. Add a class. Add some school. People make all these ideas, oh, we're going to lose a few pounds. Well, I have another one for you. Add to your career. Take on a class. Go to the local library. They have nice classes. Go to the community center. They have all kinds of classes. Whichever it may be, you can go dance classes, it can go accounting classes, bookkeeping, or pre-legal. All the girls working in the offices, boys too, they can actually better themselves, climb the ladder, add classes, whatever interests you, because you need the interest in order to be able to hang on and go take on a new direction.
And that's important to know and to really understand. You know, sometimes people are underfunded. What are the ways they can pursue ambitious avenues on a budget? You help them find, I mean, I know you've even helped people find the funding for projects as well through your connections and your network. So if they are underfunded, but they are ambitious and they have the drive, but the funding isn't there, how do you help them with that finding of the avenues to create that budget?
Well, there are plenty of opportunities out there. You have a job, you have a career, you have an income. It could be a day job or night job. Makes no difference. Take on a class on a community college. Now, community colleges are easily accessible. Library as well. I can think of Toastmasters. Many in all different careers take on Toastmasters. So to present themselves better for the next employer, to be able to tackle a college class. And you get to meet others who wish to improve on their careers as well. If you have a day job, look for a night class. If you have a night job, look for a day class. There are lots of opportunities that are very cost efficient and that are supported by even your employer. Don't stop now. Take on something else. Add something to your list on January the 1st, but April the 29th is good too. Add something. Add something you always wanted to do. It could be creative. It can be any kind of a class, library study, and listen to others. Because now you're into another circle of friends, and they too are in the process of improving their lifestyle, improving their careers. When I came to America, that's what I encountered. In Europe, students are young. They go to college right out of high school, then they're a lawyer, and that's it. Here, we work first, and then we can only improve with our employer or another if we add on college. So when I was in law school here in America, I encountered the fact that these were young couples, the kids, and he could only improve, or he or she, if a law school career was added. And that's totally unfamiliar for the Europeans, but here it's a perfect opportunity to add. And there are funding opportunities right along, and especially when you take on a community college first, to expand into another direction, expand on the direction you're in, that you get funded, especially once you start scoring in those classes. I say to the granddaughter, same thing. If you score in the class that you take on, then it will be taken notice. And you can expand into it. Then you get funded. Then you go to the next step carefully and slowly. And while you are there, you grow into your new career opportunities. And that's the beauty. That's only possible in America. So don't live in a bubble. Reach beyond.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And you can help people do that. And I encourage folks to make connection with our very special guest, Theodora. She is a skilled expert professional. She can come at things from various different perspectives, regardless of your background and demographic and interests. She puts it all together. It's not one size fits all or cookie cutter. She customizes. You know, she's got a plan and a format that works and a formula that works But she customizes it for the individual and their hopes, dreams, and desires. And if it is pursuing and living the American dream, investing in America, growing your money, owning property, whether you want to live in it or rent it or whatever it may be, she is the go-between that links the big pond between the Netherlands and the United States. She is the CEO and founder, president of Downtown Brokers LLC, based in Orlando, Florida. And again, her connections are not just between the United States and the Netherlands. She's got a network of people around the world she works with. And she also has her own exclusive dream team. These are experts in various areas, whether it's accounting and other areas, that also are part of her team that she uses to facilitate some of the actions that she creates and builds for her clients. And you can go to the website downtownbrokers.com to learn more. That's downtownbrokers.com to learn more. And again, our very special guest, Theodora Unigan-Venema, she will be back on Monday, May 6th at 1 p.m. Eastern. I look forward to chatting with her then as we continue our series together, our informative and educational series together. Theodora, thanks for being with us today. It's always a real pleasure having you with us. You're a wealth of information, impact, but also real spirit and a can-do attitude that I think provides inspiration and positivity for our listeners, whether they're investing in real estate or not. I just think the overall vibe and feeling with these episodes can inspire anybody to take that next step in their lives to pursue their dreams. And if it is the American dream, you're the one to call, that's for sure. Thanks for being with us on this episode. It was a pleasure.
Pleasure is mine. Thanks, Jim.
Now you enjoy the rest of that beautiful weather in Florida. You're lucky.
Oh, we're so lucky.
You enjoy. All right, you take care and you have a wonderful rest of your day. We'll chat again next week. And again, folks, I encourage you to go to the website, downtownbrokers.com, and connect with our expert. She's an exceptional broker, keynote speaker, host, and owner of Downtown Brokers, Theodora Unigan-Venema. You don't have to worry about pronouncing the entire name. You just ask for Theodora. She'll answer. For all of us here, I'm Jim Masters. Thanks for joining us. Stay tuned. More great episodes of CU TV News Radio are coming up live throughout the day. Till then, you have a terrific day. Bye for now.
You've been listening to CUTV News Radio. If you want to learn more about our programming or perhaps be considered for a future show, visit us on the web at www.cutvnews.com. And if you enjoyed listening to today's show, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher and be sure to write a review. Thanks for listening, and from all of us at CUTV News Radio, we hope you have a productive and inspired day.